You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Farm workers and activists plan to gather Friday in Salinas, California. They are rallying to publicly call on Governor Brown to ban a pesticide called chlorpyrifos. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency was scheduled to announce on March 31st the equivalent of a total ban on the pesticide because a court and EPA scientists had found it unsafe. But under the Trump administration, the EPA reversed its ban decision on Wednesday. Now, medical professionals and representatives of groups like the United Farm Workers and the Center for Farm Worker Families are asking the state to ban the pesticides use in California. Lucia Calderon is spokesperson for a group called Safe Ag, Safe Schools. She says about 28,000 pounds of chlorpyrifos is used on crops in Monterey County each year, particularly in orange, walnut, and almond groves.
Chlorpyrifos is a specific pesticide. It's particularly ugly because it's a really potent neurotoxin.
The National Pesticide Information Center says exposure to chlorpyrifos is linked to autism, developmental delays, and attention deficit disorders.
It was actually banned for residential use in 2000 because of its associations with developmental harms, but it's still used very widely for agriculture.
Chlorpyrifos is made by Dow AgroSciences, which maintains the pesticide is safe and is, quote, one of the most thoroughly studied insecticides on record. Friday's noon rally, held on Cesar Chavez Day, will take place at the historic Monterey County Jail at 142 West Alizal Street in Salinas. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.